Come on.
The Froggy Morning Show with Colin and Mandy.
Downloading. Engage.
Number one for New Country, today's Froggy 99.9. It's the Froggy Morning Show with Colin and Mandy. And I've received a text that she would be calling earlier on today. I do believe the phone line is ringing, man. Could it be?
It can be.
Froggy, hello.
Hi, this is Hillary from Lady Antebellum.
Hello, Hillary. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
Well, we're good. Hey, we're glad to hear that you guys are coming to visit us when it's not 60 below zero out.
That's like full face mask and thermal underwear and foot and hand warmers like 24/7, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm packing Isley's bunny suit, so she'll be good and warm.
Well, perfect. Well, speaking of Isley, it is her first big tour, along with you and your husband, Chris. How old is she, Belle, right now?
Yeah, she's almost 6 months old. And, I mean, she toured with me last summer, but she didn't know it.
Oh, right.
All right, so it's obviously a big transition for you, and as we had mentioned, Chris, who's the drummer in your band, having her out on the road with y'all for like the very first time.
You know what? We just have quite a few more plates spinning in the air all at the same time. But it's really been a smooth transition. You know, we're blessed to have a good amount of time at home to just really get to know Isley. You know, it's like I carried her for 9 months, but then once she's here, she's her own person and she's her own personality. And so it's been so fun to get to know her better every single day. And she's a great traveler. And, you know, I think for Chris and I, it's just prioritizing and multitasking is the trick for us. But she's going to be fine. I don't worry about her a bit. I mean, she's just a roll with the flow. Really awesome, awesome baby.
This is the first year where you have, like, your own tour bus. Is that right for you and your family?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're all together.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, and then in another way, it's kind of bittersweet because I've never not been on the bus with Charles and Dave, and so it's one of those things where I feel like I'm a grown-up now a little bit, not just because I'm a mom, but because now I have my own bus. It's weird. It's like getting your own apartment out of your parents' house.
Well, now, how?
What's your favorite place maybe so far that you've been on tour? It's just like, this is so awesome because...
Oh, goodness. You know, a few years ago when we were on the Night World Tour, we had the opportunity to take it overseas. We went over to Europe for a few weeks, and then we took it over to Australia. I will say, being over in Australia, as far away from home as we've ever been, and playing the Sydney Opera House, I think for a bucket list item to be able to check off, that was one of them, for sure.
Chatting it up with our friend Hillary Scott from the band Lady Antebellum. Yes, that Hillary Scott. Well, speaking of bucket lists, you guys are no strangers to collaborations. You've collaborated with Darius, Luke Bryan. You've written with a lot of people. Who on your bucket list would you like to collaborate or do a duet with or write with?
I think all of us agree on a lot of people, but for me personally, hands down, Justin Timberlake.
Nice. Yes, that would be
awesome.
Which
is partly because ever since I was a teenager, I've just totally loved him. But then from a standpoint now, as, you know, a professional musician and somebody who really just respects other artists and what they do, I mean, I think he's just one of the best. And so to be able to work with him would be amazing.
I feel like I relate with you a little bit since you're a girl, and especially on tour, and you have all these guys all the way, like, always around you.
What are you saying,
Do you ever get a chance to just do girl stuff and to get away and do what you want to do?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I'll escape from the venue on some days on tour and go get a manicure or a pedicure or just even go to walk around the mall. I mean, you definitely have to find your moments to kind of go get out of all of the testosterone.
Yes.
Well, Hills, we're pretty excited. It's the Take Me Downtown World Tour coming up with you guys, Kip Moore, Casey Musgraves. How's it feel to be working with those guys?
Casey actually opened up for us on a lot of our European dates on the last tour. So we got to know her pretty well and her band. And, I mean, we could not be more proud or truthfully just honored to have Kip and Casey on board. I mean, we're just such huge fans. They've had such amazing years the past year in country music and their success. And I just think it'll build a really cool night for people when they come see the show. You know, starting out with Casey, and she's just such an amazing songwriter and just artist. All around artists. Kip has so many hits that people love. You know, people just want to kick back, you know, with a cold one and have a good time anytime he's on the stage. And then with our show, you know, after that, I think it'll be just a good, well-rounded country music night.
We are all excited to see y'all up here. We love Lady A. We were so excited when we got the announcement. And then there was the postponement, but here's the thing. Where it's a Saturday night show. So for us, it was like, oh, awesome. Because you guys were supposed to be here originally in November on like a Tuesday night, which is fine. Right. But who wants to go out to a show on a Tuesday night?
So and for wake us, up with a headache to go to work the next day.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it that way, but yes, that's exactly. For my personal reasons, yes. That's what I'm like, oh. It's Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum. Check out her and the rest of the crew, Charles and Dave. Hills, thanks for chatting with the Froggy Morning Show today. Bundle up. Bring layers.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Froggy! Froggy Mornings with your friends Colin and Mandy on today's Froggy 99.9.